So the year after college, I moved from Seattle to Wilmington, Delaware. I'd been accepted into the Lutheran Volunteer Corps, and I was going to work with the Ministry of Caring, which is a Franciscan organization that serves people without adequate housing or food. While I was in college, I'd become involved with similar kinds of ministries in downtown Tacoma. I'd seen firsthand and kind of been like politically activated as a young person, watching the unfolding impact of Ronald Reagan's policy of cutting government spending, deinstitutionalizing the mentally ill, cutting public housing, generally following the principle that responsibility for the poor belonged to the public sector and not to the government. And so there was a huge spike in homelessness across the country, and I saw that in the Pacific Northwest. So when I got to Wilmington, I was assigned to St. Joseph House, which was a transitional shelter for men moving toward independent living. They could stay for a month or more if they needed to, and there was lots of assistance for them for like job searching, apartment searching. They would get resume help and interview outfit help and anything that we could provide to help with that transition. And my boss was named Brother Hillary. He was like Friar Tuck from Robin Hood, short, bald, round figure, big laugh. He wore his hooded brown robe and sandals, like didn't matter the weather, sleet, snow, shine. He would just wear his sandals. I don't think he owned any other shoes, actually. He was also an organist and choir director, as well as running the House of Joseph. And he was famous for playing. He worked at the time at St. Helena's Catholic Church in Wilmington. And he was famous for playing Bruce Springsteen interludes while the priest got the altar ready for communion. And he would often play like obscure songs and B-sides to try and like fool the priest and then like quiz him afterwards. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? He took me under his wing in so many respects, including exploring my call to ministry. And when the executive director of the Ministry of Caring, the overall organization, whose name was Brother Ronald, was celebrating his 25th anniversary of vows as a Franciscan, Brother Hillary asked me to be the cantor, basically the song leader for the Mass. I remember so well his vocal coaching up in the balcony of the Cathedral of St. Peter, where the Mass was held. "Stop! You're singing like a bawling sick cow." He was not the kind of gentle rehearsal leader that Jake is. He wasn't one to mince words. But the song that we were learning when I was apparently singing like a bawling sick cow was Blessed Are They, which is a beautiful song that Brother Ronald chose for that service by David Hoss. And it's a rendition of our scripture text for today from Matthew 5. Let me sing just a bit of it so you can hear how it goes. And I'll do my best to avoid in singing it for you, the bawling cow problem. Blessed are they who show mercy. Mercy shall be theirs. Blessed are they, the pure of heart, they shall see God. Rejoice and be glad. Blessed are you, holy are you. Rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. So that's how it goes. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. And we were celebrating with Brother Ronald, this small, wiry Italian-American guy with a quick wit and a big smile. He started the Ministry of Caring as a young friar in the late 70s after being assigned to Wilmington. And just being appalled at the lack of services for the poorest residents in Wilmington. He knew this text and loved this text, and in a sense took this text as his marching orders. And that's why we sang it that day. And the Beatitudes, like so much in Scripture, in the Jewish and Christian scriptures, is about holy reversal. The reign of God belongs to the poor in spirit. Those who mourn will be comforted. And the meek, Matthew writes, echoing Psalm 37, will inherit the earth. They will delight themselves in abundance. The verse continues in the Psalm. And the word for meek in Hebrew, and you know, true confessions, I don't know Hebrew, so I study it as a interloper in biblical languages, but it's a very special and important word that's used throughout the Hebrew scriptures and in translation in the New Testament, and it's anawim, and it literally means those who are bowed down. And so the reversal, the justice of God, means they can walk straight, fully upright, proud, free, with enough. And that was Father Ronald and Brother Hillary's mission, to create spaces where people who were bowed down could walk straight, upright, proud, free, with enough. This experience, watching the Franciscans gathered together and Brother Ronald laying flat on the floor prostrate, made me think to myself, like, he's living out the gospel. They're living out the gospel. It's like in that moment, you know, it was a year of this, but in that moment, I saw in them a way to be in the world that was truly blessed, that was in a sense living now in the reign of God. Brother Hillary died of coronavirus earlier this year in April. He had gone back to study for the priesthood after about 20 years at the House of Joseph, and then served parishes. And he was retired, serving as a priest for a low-income elderly facility in New Jersey. And yet I feel him with me today. And I wonder, who do you feel with you today, despite their death, whether in this past year or in some other year? They are with us still. I'll just show you a picture of Brother Hillary, just because when you see him, you see what he's like as a person. He just exudes the kind of cheerfulness and integrity, and looks you right in the eye with his kind of cherubic smile. We have a wall of pictures behind me, and you have pictures in your minds and hearts of people like Brother Hillary, who in some form or fashion are with us. It's what we mean when we say the communion of saints, those who are living and those who are dead, all one. And this is a frightening time, this next couple days, this next couple weeks. And whatever comes this week, these saints who are with us, you, saints who are with us, remind us that we know who we are and we know what to do. The early Christians, I was talking with Heidi this week about this, that the early Christians were called the people of the way, people who trusted and followed Jesus' way of living in the reign of God and in God's shalom. They only became Christians later when they were called names by the Romans. But we know the way too, don't we? And we'll walk together with all the saints like Hillary, like those beloveds that you know, who walked this path before us and walk this path with us now. Rejoice and be glad, blessed are you, Holy are you, rejoice and be glad. Yours is the kingdom of God. We share the sermon here at St. Lydia's, so we'll spend a few moments in silent reflection. Then, when you hear the sound of the bell, you're invited to share stories or experiences sparked by the sermon or the scripture text. We don't share opinions or engage in crosstalk, but simply share our own stories, as Jesus shared stories, because through them, we come to know each other more deeply. We begin in silence.